Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey, Mac, a Henny Youngman joke over there, Dusty.
Better believe it. So, no fantasy football show this week. Big week to have a fantasy football show. Expecting live videos on socials from Mac Morey. But a kid. Somebody had a question earlier. Kenneth Gainwell this week or Derrick Henry?
I saw that. I'm kind of leaning Gainwell, honestly. Henry?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
He's been kind of a floor play.
Haven't heard much from him this year.
No,
yeah.
No.
Or the Ravens for that matter, but
exactly. Yeah, you're kind of hoping for that 9 or 10, 11 point guy, like a flex play from Derrick Henry, whereas Kenneth Gainwell could absolutely get you 20 points. So it depends on what situation you're in, but I'll play the ceiling.
Yeah, play the ceiling on that one. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, quick shout out to our old friend Brad Keller. 2 years, $22 million from the Phillies, man. Dusty looked at me and goes, man, playoffs paid off for him. I'm like, yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you perform well in those big situations. That's why, to kind of bring this full circle to where we started, we talked with Ben about it. It's a big night for Sam Darnold. I mean, like, if you're going to be a pitcher or a quarterback, and and you perform well in the big moments, that goes a lot further than some rinky-dink stats that you're going to put up there. And that's for me, and I meant to say this when we were talking about Sam Darnold earlier. That's why I don't bother with the stats. Do you play big when we need you to play big? Obviously, we know Patrick Mahomes does. And who else? You know, Matthew Stafford at this point in time. You need to play big when the moment is big. And that's why I think this postseason is really good, potentially for a guy like Sam Darnold and potentially for a guy like Josh Allen. Two guys who are looked at as, if you really won the big one, they're going to have an opportunity now this year to go out there and prove a lot of doubters wrong, especially Josh Allen. But, I mean, it goes to show you, you perform well in the playoffs and the postseason when the games matter, teams will pay you a lot of money, because it was 2 years ago and nobody was interested in Brad Keller. And he took a flyer with the White Sox, mm-hmm. got back, ended up with the Cubs, pitched in the playoffs, and now he's signing a 2 year for $22 million. I mean, that's a hell of a contract for him.
$22 million and you're a chameleon. Mm-hmm. Mac, more questions. Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love. Can't play Lamar. That's an easy question.
I don't think you can play Lamar. Yeah.
Kyle Pitts or Travis Kelce?
I'll go volume and go Kelce. Yeah, that Pitts game, that was a mirage, like Bob said.
Yeah, it's fake.
Grifter, good morning, amigos. Have a blessed day. Hey, good morning to you,
too.
Good
morning.
Somebody said the wind's getting wild out there.
It's wild. Yeah, you and I were like, what's that noise?
We thought Bob goes, that's thunder. I said, no, I don't think so. I don't know what that is.
Then we thought the building was going to cave in.
And then there's one of those leaf tornadoes in our entryway. I was like, right. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, then we realized it was a wind. And then we looked at the light poles. And in this parking lot that is rotted out like, a bad, mouth.
It looks like the surface of the moon.
It does. It does. It's an awful parking lot. I'm afraid one of these light poles is going to blow out and crash into all of our cars.
I feel like Neil and Lone Jackson go out there and say one small step for me. Okay, so Joe Burrow on the possibility of leaving Cincinnati. We kind of teased it earlier, and maybe we'll do it sometime tomorrow, about top sports stories. You said Tom Brady would be the most sought-after quarterback if he decided to come out of retirement. I would say hold my beer and look at Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow, there are a lot of places he could end up, right? There's Minnesota because of the connection with Justin Jefferson, and I don't know if 9 is the guy, right? Because we know if Sam Darnold loses tonight, Mac, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a meme of 9's face over Sam Darnold.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Darnold, when he plays a meaningful game, it's going to be the J.J. McCarthy 9 face, right?
Or there may be the calls for Joe Burrow immediately up in Seattle, too,
There could be, and, don't leave out the opportunity that the Rams have a Super Bowl championship parade, and what happened with Aaron Donald happens with Matthew Stafford.
Right.
Right. That'd be Super Bowl number 2 coming off what we think is probably going to be an MVP season. And what a better way, right, than to just ride out at 38, 2-time champion, Hall of Famer, MVP. I've done everything I'm supposed to do. And then McVay's like, hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Why don't you come talk to me real quick?
Right. And Ben Maller suggested that to us earlier when we were talking with him, that, be careful because the Rams could reload with Joe Burrow. I don't know if this is an overestimation, guys, and you can call me hyperbolic, Bob, but I think there should probably be about 20 teams that are calling about Joe Burrow. Like
31.
You think Buffalo should be calling?
So there's 30 teams.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you're wrong by that right now. Yeah, I really don't.
If I'm Baltimore, I'm calling Joe
Burrow. Well, Cincinnati, you can't. Well, Cincinnati, you could call. It's like, we pay you more money to stay. Yeah. But
You're calling. He's just not answering.
He's not answering your call.
It says scam likely.
Yeah, so if you're Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. Am I being hyperbolic on that there's only 2 quarterbacks? Maybe New England probably says no.
Good call on New England. Right. I'll give you, that's a good call, Dusty.
I don't think Jim Harbaugh picks up that phone.
Yeah, because he's in love.
He's in love with a stripper.
If Sean Payton wasn't a liar, he wouldn't pick up, but you know he's calling. He's calling.
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton's calling in a heartbeat.
Sean Payton would go behind your back faster than... that's 2.
Yeah.
But this was Joe Burrow talking about contemplating leaving Cincinnati.
In your mind, where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year.
I can't see that, no.
Have you ever thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career? Or
you think about a lot of things.
Okay.
Can't get the typing out of
your head. I can't. It's annoying. It's just so ignorant and rude and socially unacceptable, these writers.
Don't they have recorders?
Most of them have mustard stains on their shirt and can't put together a sentence and banging on their keyboard to ruin it for everybody else, losers. Here's the thing with Joe Burrow. Can you see yourself somewhere else? Yeah, I can. Yeah, obviously you can. And I think that's him telling everybody right now. Like, nobody should be surprised this offseason if there is a trade for Joe Burrow. We shouldn't have the, I didn't see this coming. This guy has started the exit philosophy of leaving an organization, right? Start bringing it up in press conferences. And as Ben said, you start talking trash on social media, but he stays away from all of that kind of stuff because he's, you know, he just said this year he doesn't return text messages to people and whatnot. So he's very laser focused, but nobody should be surprised. And yeah, there should be, you're right, Dusty, about 30 teams probably calling the Cincinnati Bengals just to see what it would take to get Joe Burrow. And if you have to give up a couple of first round draft picks, so do it. Big deal. Joe Burrow can be a guy that can take a franchise and get you to that next level as long as he goes to a franchise that understands you just don't load up on the offensive side of the ball and neglect your defense the entire time.
Would he make it work in New York for the Jets? Could he be somebody that could do it? Because Rex Ryan and Matt Sanchez did for about 2.5 years. Now, Aaron Glenn is a defensive mind.
See, that's where I...
And he wouldn't have to worry about Burrow. He'd be like, hey, you got Garrett Wilson. We'll go find some pieces. You would then think that might make them bring back Breece Hall.
Unless Breece Hall signs somewhere before the trade for Burrow is made. And if you're going to make a trade for Joe Burrow, you need to do it like the Chiefs did with Alex Smith, where they announced it a month before it could be finalized, you know, before the league year started, so everybody knew kind of what was going on. If you're making a trade for Joe Burrow, that's the route that you probably need to go. Because, like I said, if you're the Jet, but do you want to go play for Aaron Glenn?
I think he wants to play in New York. I think his fashion traits that he likes, the sort of lifestyle that he has, like, he wouldn't be, well, would he be the big? Would he be the biggest star in New York?
Well, there's Aaron Judge.
And soon to be Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think Burrow's bigger than Judge. Maybe not in New York right now, but if he went to New York, he would
well,
be.
Well, if he's playing for the Jets, I don't know if that supersedes, you know, playing NFL. For the Yankees. It is the NFL, but it is the Jets. If he was a Giant, I think we're having, I think we're having a much different discussion, but he's going to go potentially play for the Jets. Look, the Giants should be looking for a quarterback. As much as everybody likes Jackson Dart, that guy's one hit away from, you know, all he does is run like a running back. I mean, you can't continue to play the game that way.
Trade Jackson Dart.
I would trade Jackson Dart for Joe Burrow.
Jackson Dart.
And your first round pick, yep. Which the Giants are going to be, you know, top five,
aren't
probably
they,
top
aren't they
three.
Picking number one overall?
I think the Raiders are technically number one right now, but even still, they're in the top one, two, or three, right? Let's just say. I mean, I would trade Jackson Dart in my first round pick and, you know, another pick for Joe Burrow if I were the Giants, 100%.
Your dad would not handle that. He'd be on another level.
I think he'd like it, actually.
He wouldn't be able to handle it.
Because everybody likes Jackson Dart, but
everybody loves Joe Burrow.
And quite frankly, Joe Burrow is better than Jackson Dart. So yeah, like even if you're the Giants, you're looking to make a trade. So I look at Tampa as well. I'd be looking down there. New Orleans, I'd be looking. Every team should be.
It's even crazier to think that, obviously, I think Mike Tomlin's going to keep his job unless he wants to move on. But there is a potential like reality that every single coach in the AFC North could be gone this year from that team.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore's moving on from Harbaugh. I know Zach Taylor's fired. I know Kevin Stefanski's fired. And that leaves Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
The one true guy that...
Because he's by far the best. Well, Harbaugh, him and Harbaugh.
I think if Tomlin gets to the playoffs and they lose... I think they'll put that weight on his shoulders. Like, all right, dude, it's not working out. Like, this seems like the Marty Schottenheimer style stuff. Like, good team, always here. We get to the playoffs, cool. But, like, it's not working. Like, we just lose, and I want to win playoff games. But there's a chance every AFC North coach could be gone.
Yeah, and I think Tomlin will be by choice more than anything. Like, if he did, or it's one of those, all right, you ready? I'm ready. All right, we'll trade you to the Giants. And that's really the only place I could see Mike Tomlin going is that franchise, because it's very much like the Steelers family-owned and all that old-school historical franchise and whatnot, and a chance to rebirth the Giants, too. I mean, if Mike Tomlin goes there and rebirths the Giants, you want to talk about who's going to be the biggest hero in New York. Mike effing Tomlin would be the biggest hero in New York, and it wouldn't even be a question. Mike Tomlin would own that city.
Unless Joe Burrow walked through it.
What if you bring Mike Tomlin and Joe Burrow to the Giants?
Well, then we're moving to New York.
I know that I'm hard.
We're not coming back in April. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Nate Taylor, and we'll ask if the trend continues next year here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Mac, I don't know if you saw this video that trended yesterday on Twitter. It was a TikTok. It was a Christmas play with a bunch of kids.
Okay.
And they wanted the school play to sing Rocky Top. There's a little boy in the back, got a Georgia polo on, refused to sing.
Huh. Respect it, man.
It's 100% respect. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
That's me.
There's a Twitter handle that says, Dog's Kid refuses to sing Rocky Top at Christmas choir performances. SEC.
I love it.
I mean, it's so good.
I mean, hands crossed. Not happening.
Way to go,
good
man.
For him.
I did something like that that was an adult. I mean, I was working in Texas when Tom Landry died, and I said, former New York Giants assistant coach Tom Landry has passed away. I said, I wasn't lying. They go, no. Come on. I'm like, well, I mean, it's not a lie. He was. Former New York Giant assistant coach Tom Landry has died.
That's what I always say when I'm getting ready to do laundry. Start my Tom Laundry.
Tom Laundry.
Did you see the story that came out of Indianapolis today, real quick, before we get to Nate Taylor? The Week 15 game featuring Phillip Rivers, right? The Colts have been good this year, haven't they? Right? They've been good, right?
Pretty solid.
Really good this year, right? Good season for them. Week 15, the Phillip Rivers game, is the most watched CBS Colts game in Indianapolis in 5 years. And so what that goes to tell you is that it ain't about the sports. It's about the story. And everybody went to their TV to watch this guy play quarterback. Even though this team has been winning all season long, it took Phillip Rivers coming out of retirement to go out there and get everybody around their TV because it was something different. It was something unique. It was something everybody had an opinion on. It was something everybody wanted to see. Phillip Rivers is great for the NFL at this point in time with no Patrick Mahomes and no Joe Burrow in the playoffs. Phillip Rivers coming back, man, that was a shot in the arm, and people went to their TVs to watch what Phillip Rivers is doing. It's the old adage of people love a storyline. People love human elements. People love that stuff. Sports that's there, but they went there to watch this Phillip Rivers play. Even with this team winning, it took Phillip Rivers for them to have their best television ratings in 5 years on CBS for a Colts game in Indianapolis. That's crazy to me.
Who's the guy next year? Who's the quarterback? We've seen it with Flacco. We've seen it with Matt Moore with the Chiefs, right? Didn't they call him off a high school practice field? He was like coaching kids in high school. Came in after Mahomes, his knee was in his kneecap was misplaced.
Mm-hmm.
And then Phillip Rivers this year, we have seen this trend happen.
Yeah.
My vote is with Kramer. I think it's Derek Carr.
Yeah, I love it.
Derek Carr sounds really good as the next guy to come back out of retirement. But, you know, Tom Brady's still floating around out there as well, and maybe Kirk Cousins.
Ryan Tannehill, still there, never fully retired.
Mid-30s. Who's the guy that would be doing construction and smoking cigs if he wasn't a quarterback? Blake Bortles. Is he available to come back?
Remember you had a guy on your show?
I did. Okay. Yes, I did.
He's not even that
we
old.
We remember
probably.
Those 2 years not very well. Thank you.
Oh, well. Sorry. Yeah. I just remember that take.
Blake Bortles, how old is Blake Bortles?
34.
I'm going to guess like 30.
33.
Oh, wow. He's old.
But not that old, right?
Well, now that I think about it, you're right. But if I go in the Wayback Machine, Dusty, that was about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. How old do you think Steven Spielberg is today?
79.
You saw it, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Did I get it right?
Damn. Right on the nail.
Oh, wow.
I was gonna say 76 or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Derek Carr could be that guy though. Right. Mm. Like he's not way out of the game. Now Rivers is the exception. He's been out for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that happens again, but there is going to be somebody that plays quarterback for somebody this year. Teddy Bridgewater did it. Yep. Right? Didn't he coach a high school team? And then they tried to help him out, and they tried to act like he was doing something wrong. He was doing something really right.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, they fired him for something stupid,
well,
right?
He paid for an Uber for kids to get to practice.
He was paying for food, athletic equipment.
Athletic equipment. Yeah,
taking care of some kids that need help.
Yeah,
need
help. Nice things.
Yeah, but, so they could play sports and follow their passion.
So let me ask you this, just totally off the subject, but like I was down at Grandview yesterday, mm-hmm. With Diane Houston's class, and her history class did these great presentations, and they're going to be on YouTube for everybody to watch and see. And you learn a lot about Kansas City history. What if Diane Houston, the Kansas City history teacher, did that stuff for her students so they would come to school? She would be celebrated, right?
Yes.
Look at this teacher pouring into her students, making sure they're there on time, making sure they get the education. And those kids will go back and say, Diane Houston saved my life because she made sure that I was there at school. Teddy Bridgewater does it for an athlete and everybody wants to cry foul. butt out, okay? I think when a teacher, and that's why we honor these coaches every year with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Coaches with Character and the CU and the Major Leagues Foundation, because there are a lot of kids out there that don't have a good home life, and these coaches and teachers become kind of like their parents, and Teddy Bridgewater doing that could have saved a kid's life. You don't know what a situation like that mm-hmm. does to somebody, or gives that kid a purpose and knows that somebody's there for him or her and has their back. And so anybody who thinks what Teddy Bridgewater did was wrong is a bad human being.
We've probably all had teachers help us a little extra and get us to where we are today. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my broadcasting teacher in high school bent over backwards to help me get some opportunities. So.
Yeah, I mean, you remember those professors and those people who did extra for you and went the extra mile and helped you out, because teachers recognize this stuff. Man, they're adults. They're in the room. They can see what's going on. They can tell when somebody needs help or, you know, needs a little assistance. And Teddy Bridgewater did that, and we're going to condemn him for that? No, man, I'm out on that.
Yeah. I mean, I had a college professor, Joe Moore. I was on academic probation, and he was like, hey, you got to do this, man. Like, you're going to sit in my office until you get this stuff done and turn it in. I was like, okay. And he goes, after this, I'm not going to hold your hand. Mm-hmm. And that was like some realization I need to know. Like, hey, you're 22 years old, man. Figure it out. Like, this isn't mom and dad helping you out through elementary school, helping you with your homework. You got to do this yourself. Eye-opening realization.
But if he doesn't come alongside you and say that and have like...
No, I owe him everything.
Yeah. And I look, I always talk about my teacher in algebra one in high school when I was a freshman, Miss Clark, hot. And she used to sit up on her desk with her legs crossed with a skirt on. And, you know, all the boys were like, ah, Miss Clark. And I hated that class. I absolutely did. And I resented her because she goes, I'm not going to spoon feed you the information. And I hated her. I'm like, just give me the answer. And her, by saying I'm not going to spoon feed you, forced me to go out there and actually learn the material and apply myself and figure out ways to get things done. And I'll always remember her for saying that to me. And it's little things like that that have these big impacts on you. And so I'm sure Teddy Bridgewater did all that stuff. And all the kids are like, man, this is awesome. Thank you so much. And then some adult got involved and ruined it for everybody.
For sure. Somebody says they want to throw this at us. If Minshew performs well in the next three games, why not, you know, bring him back next year if Pat isn't going to be ready for the first couple of games? That's what I've said when we talk about this team moving forward, what we're going to see from guys that we haven't seen this year in Breshard Smith, maybe. We'll see what Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy are without Patrick Mahomes. Gelati's out there as well. What if Gardner is okay? Like, what if he can fit the script and do what they need him to do and get by? I mean, I don't know what you're going to naturally see when it comes from Gardner Minshew, like on the field and a team that's out of the playoffs and all that. But, you know, can he execute the offense? Can he show that he's a leader? Can he do that sort of thing? Because it will be interesting to see what he does these next three games.
Yeah, you know, it's
In a weird way,
yeah. And also, too, if you're going to, you know, move on, you know, from a backup quarterback, which they seemingly do every year, I hope they have the right guy in mind. If it's Minshew, if it's not Minshew, and, you know, whoever it may be. But I don't think, you know, as we've talked about, I don't really believe that there's going to be much of an issue to try to find somebody to replace Patrick Mahomes, because everybody at this point in time, again, at this point in time, everything can potentially change. But at this point in time, they're expecting him, Dusty, back to be there on opening day. And I know you can't plan that way, you know, hope in one hand and you know what in the other. But I think right now with, you know, the situation involving Patrick Mahomes, I think they're gung-ho about going out there and making sure that he is ready for opening day.
We talked about this earlier with players that we want to see, you know, kind of shine in the moment that they have the opportunity to do it. We see this in baseball all the time, right? Mm-hmm. When the team is, because we know this really well with the Royals, when they've been mathematically eliminated in the past, with about a month left in the season left to go, you're like, all right, I want to see this guy who potentially could be a roster, you know, filler next year. I want to see what he can do with the next 100 at-bats, maybe the rest of the season or something like that. And I think the guy that we're all interested in the most is, like, what can Breshard Smith be? Because one of the biggest questions in the room is, what are they going to do at running back next year? Because to be fair, and I'm not trying to be mean to Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco, I don't really need to see them run the ball.
No, it's
now,
not
I'm
being
sure
mean.
There are incentives that they have, and I know Isaiah Pacheco would tell me to get bent because he's trying to be a free agent running back that could get signed by a team, somebody out there. But I don't need to see that because that's not going to benefit the team next year. What's going to benefit the team next year are at bats for Breshard Smith.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I that's the guy that I would like to see. And you know, maybe we don't see him, because if we see Breshard Smith do well, there's going to be a lot more questions about Andy Reid, you know, when this is all said and done on the season. If Rashard Smith goes out there and tears it up over these next three games, there's going to be a lot of people going, why didn't he play earlier in the year, you know? And and also, too, how long does it really take somebody to get ready to learn this offense, to be an effective part of this offense? Because I think a lot of times, you know, we pick and choose, right? Like let's take Hollywood Brown, for example. He came in, what, 2 years ago. He was going to be the starting receiver. It didn't matter that he didn't know the playbook coming into Kansas City. They were going to utilize him, and he was going to be that starting receiver. You draft one of these younger guys or sign somebody midseason, it seemingly takes forever from an offensive standpoint to get a lot of these guys on the field. I mean, we saw it in this year's draft alone with Jalen Royals and Breshard Smith. And most people will say, well, they see these guys every day in practice. If they don't see they're doing good, why should you? Sometimes a fresh set of eyes is okay to have out there, right? Sometimes you don't see the forest through the trees and you continue to look and not see maybe something that you want, you need to see because you've already gotten your mind of who that player is. And so I think right now I'd like to see those two guys. Those are two offensive weapons that may turn out to be really good. And then you look back at this past draft and go, man, that draft was good. The coaching staff just missed and didn't play these guys when they should have been playing them.
And this is maybe a really good test of Andy Reid, because this comes from the text line. If we run out the same veterans and try to win instead of scout, and that tells you what they're not going to do, and that it's change, right? Like, if you think you're going to, do you find some truth into that text?
Are you talking about the rest of the way?
Yeah, the next three games.
Like, with it's all interesting, the, with yeah. this season being gone, everything that's transpired, if you're not going to try new things now,
yeah.
then when are you ever going to try something
new? Yeah, you've that's got a good three text. Games yes. to do whatever you want. Nobody exactly. cares.
No one cares.
There's zero pressure.
We mentioned Kelsey at QB today. Like, yeah. do whatever. Try right. something.
Try something. Yeah, do something. Yes, it's like that guy with the stick, that yes. meme. Do something. That's a really interesting text. Can you read it again, please, Mac?
How is it so hard for our player?
you can read that one, too.
Well, there's a, yeah, okay.
No,
so
it says
okay.
if we run out the same yeah. veterans and try to win instead of scout, that tells you that we're not going to change. And that is in result to Andy Reid.
I mean, it's hard to argue that.
No, he's right.
I don't want to argue that. I don't, you know, but
it's also going to piss me off as if like they put Elijah Mitchell out there and you're like, that, see?
But see, yes. but that, I think that kind of needs to happen. Quite honestly, I think Breshard Smith, Elijah Mitchell, maybe Jalen Royals,
Damian Pierce.
Yeah. Like, I need to see those guys do well, because if they do well, then you look at Andy Reid and go, here's the evidence, man. Like, it's here. You had the players. We got you the guys. You didn't use the guys. And they're, I mean, you can only bring a horse to water, right? As they say, mm-hmm. you can't make them drink. You can bring the players to Andy Reid and company. And if they don't utilize the players, what are you supposed to do? Take the other players away from them? You know, like, you know, it's like, it's just kind of, you know, it'll be eye opening to see these next three games, I guess, and see what they do, because I do think this is an opportunity to let those young guys play and see potentially, you know, what you have. It is kind of like March and September in baseball, where you're not really going to get a full kind of read on all these guys. But I'd like to see them go out there and see what they can do. And if they go out there and they play well, man, it's going to be even more on Andy Reid and the organization to make sure he does adjust this offseason and bring in the running back and all that kind of stuff.
And the same goes on the defensive side, too, as far as playing these young guys and seeing what we got. Because Spags, I think, has been a victim of this as well. It's like, are you going to play Noah Williams, Jaden Hicks? Like, why are you playing 20% of the snaps? And Mike Edwards is coming off the practice squad. We were pining for Ashton Gelati for a lot of the season, finally getting to see more of him.
Jeffrey, is that a Spags thing, or is that an Andy thing, and who plays on defense? And I don't know the answer to that question.
I would say it's a Spags thing, because I just
100% it's a Spags thing.
Yeah, just because I imagine Andy gives him that. I've got the offense, you've got the defense. Okay. I think they probably have a similar issue. And another name I'll add to this, we've mentioned Royals, Breshard on the defense, Jeffrey Bassa. Like, Nick Bolton's a guy that I really would love to see the Chiefs try and explore that trade market. We know that Drew Tranquil, I believe, is a free agent. And then Leo Chenal, I don't know what his contract situation
he's
is like.
He's a free agent because he posted something there yesterday about, you know, this could be it or whatever.
There you go. So, I mean, Jeffrey Bassa is a linebacker that they drafted out of Oregon, fourth or fifth round or whatever, who can move sideline to sideline. Like, they need to see, is he the future? Like, what are we doing at this position?
Yeah.
They can't cover tight ends. They can't cover running backs in the flat. Let's see if Bassa's got a little athleticism, a little juice that he can provide out there.
And maybe he does. He hasn't played all year.
Hasn't played.
You know, he's got fresh legs.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that.
Let's get Jack Cochran out there.
No,
I've seen enough of him holding everybody. Good Lord. Does anybody have more holding penalties than Jack Cochran? Well, maybe Juwan.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's in there.
But they got to be 1-2 in the NFL.
Yeah, they honestly might be. It's pretty sad. I love this text from the 816 too. Watch the simple offense be effective. I do think that'll be part of this too. Minshew's going to go out there. He's going to point and shoot. He's going to get the ball out quickly. And I think Andy Reid's going to get his Minshew, his Matt Moore, his Chad Henne playbook out, the one that we've been asking him to get out to help our quarterback. And that's also going to be frustrating too.
Do you think, I mean, maybe I'm wrong by saying this, but maybe I'm right. Do you think it has been too much of a reliance on Patrick Mahomes where sometimes they get into a situation and it's human nature to go, Pat will figure it out.
100%.
Yeah. Right?
Well, like, what is the national narrative? As long as the Chiefs have a chance, they have Patrick Mahomes. Like we heard Chris Jones say it.
Yeah. As long as we have Mahomes, there's a chance, right? And so I look at that and I go, did they just end up defaulting to Patrick Mahomes this year and say, well, Pat'll figure it out. Pat'll do it. Pat'll do it. Pat'll do it. And then you got to a point where Pat just couldn't do it anymore because that's not reality.
Yeah, they need to let him rely more on his
guy. Yeah.
So if they can do that and they can see that this can work, maybe that builds like an eye-opening experience for Andy Reid to think, hey, like maybe I was off a little bit about these guys. They showed me something that I can, you know, maybe put into my offense next year. But it will be interesting to see how these guys play with the, you know, opportunity they are given. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing to play for when it comes to playoffs and accolades in those wins in the postseason. But there's a lot to play for next year if you do want to join it or stay on a team that is going to absolutely flip its roster.
Well, and also, too, I think, you know, you get the opportunity to give these guys the chance to go out there and maybe they impress somebody. And maybe that's a trade piece as well, you know, this coming up off season. Like if somebody goes out there and balls and impresses the other teams in the NFL and they say, hey, we like Jalen Royals or we like Breshard Smith. Maybe that's something that you consider doing and making an opportunity for those guys, because everybody's going to be watching in the NFL in the last three games of Kansas City, kind of out of curiosity, you know, to see what they can do, the Kelce factor in. And if somebody goes out there and impresses, maybe all of a sudden they're a nice trade chip that you can use this offseason to make, you know, this organization better. Because, you know, that's, again, that's what they have to do. There's no secret right now that this organization needs a total reset. And that's why I keep saying, from somebody I talked to earlier in the week with the organization, they said, look, this could be the best thing that happens to us. And I don't disagree with that at all. However, comma, they've got to use it in a correct way. And that's really reevaluating everything they're doing, every player on that team. Are we putting the best guys out there? Are we putting the best product out there? Are we changed enough to kind of live in this day of the NFL? And a lot of those answers are no right now. And so you get that opportunity to do it. But, you know, being the best thing that happened to this organization is not a lie. I think it could be the best thing that happens to this organization. Again, if they use it correctly and we get, you know, Dynasty 2.0 started, then we'll look back at this and go, man, thank God we missed the playoffs that year and had a top 10 pick. And we got this guy and this guy and this guy. And that set us up for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, because you could, you know, we're all doom and gloom right now, as we should be, and a lot of big problems, a lot of things to fix, right? Big laundry list. I will say, though, in a couple months, we're going to be doing the opposite, the optimism.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you what, there's a lot to be optimistic still about these Chiefs. I really, I know no one wants to hear that right now, and that's okay. That's fair. We'll do it in a couple months. But I'm just letting you know, people are going to be talking about it a couple months. Oh, wow, Josh Simmons actually was one of the best, if not the best, left tackle in the game until he left, and he's going to be back next year. Rashee Rice was on base for 1,200 yards. He's not a bad receiver. Xavier Worthy had his whole season completely shellacked at play number one by Travis Kelce. You just kind of go through the line. Oh, Chris Jones actually wasn't bad the last eight weeks of the season when he had a little bit of help from Spags waking up. Like, these things. Noah Williams was one of the best rated corner. Like, there are some positives to point out with this roster. It's thin. They have some work to do. But this isn't a barren wasteland besides 15. There are some things to work with. This coaching will improve, and this roster will too.
Somebody says, from the 913, I'm growing out my handlebar mustache because this is the Chiefs team I grew up loving or back.
Here's the other thing, too, you know, that you need to look at when you look at this team and where they're headed is that, mm-hmm. you know, they've never been in this position before, too. And so I think, and maybe wrong word, but I think they're probably, like, from the scouting and GM side of things, like, you know, the personnel side of things, I think probably a little of excitement maybe this mm-hmm. year, you know, going into this offseason, knowing, hey, we actually have a good pick this year that we can take advantage of and really get this thing back on track. And if Veach assembles, you know, 2.0, nobody's talking about Howie Roseman, because Howie Roseman's in his 2.0 with the Philadelphia Eagles, right? The Doug Peterson era. And now you've got this era. He's in his 2.0. Like, things change in sports. We were spoiled. Again, this team was in the playoffs 10 consecutive years, which is the second longest streak all time in NFL history. That's amazing. They were one behind the New England Patriots of 11. So what they've done has been historically awesome. It's okay to have a down year and then use that the right way to move forward. And look, we're not the only ones that are talking about this. Vegas has odds about the Chiefs making it back to the playoffs. 64.3% chance they say the Chiefs are in the playoffs next year. And they haven't done anything with their roster yet, right?
It's only going to get higher.
Yeah.
After a draft, after some acquisitions.
Oh, yeah, because people will be Chiefs horny about May 1st when they see the draft and free agency's over.
That first Mahomes video is going to come out of him running or whatever.
That first mini camp will be early May, and we'll have the rookies in here. I mean, the sports horny will be out in full force with the Chiefs once the draft and the free agency period is over.
Yeah, I'm really I'm just – I know I shouldn't be interested in this game on Sunday, but I am. Like, it will probably be on the Red Zone TV because they'll – show me what I need to show of this game. I don't need to watch like basically the all 22 of this game, but I will be interested to see like who takes advantage of their opportunity, because this is, you know, like the replacements. This is one of those things where like the guys are going to come back next year, but you can too, if and only if you show that you could be a valuable piece to this team next year. I mean, obviously Gelati will be back next year. Rashard Smith will be back next year. Bassel will be back next year, but what will your role be? Can it elevate itself by what you show with a team that's, you know, down and out? Like, don't let that affect you and your play.
That's exactly right.
You know, let those paychecks and let that next year's roster affect what you're going to do.
Yeah, one of the pieces of advice I got from my professor Tom Hedrick in college when we were learning play-by-play, because the game can be bad, but you can't. And so that's the advice that I've used in my life for sports forever and a day. Shout out Tom. Is that, yeah, the game cannot matter, but that shouldn't matter to a guy like Jeffrey Bossa. The game doesn't matter, but your play matters. For you, it matters. Go out there and dominate, man.
No doubt. Coming up on the other side, NBA expansion. Yeah. NBA expansion is always on the books, and Kansas City is higher on the list than you think. We'll talk about it next year. 96 by the Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
I know that I'm hard.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Didn't get any breaking news from Nate Taylor, unfortunately, but we do have breaking news from Taco Bell. The Quesarito is returning December 18th for a limited time. Today's December 18th. You big Quesarito guy over there?
Huge Quesarito.
You should probably not eat those with the guts that you had.
No, I'm going to stay away, but I do love a Quesarito. Great item.
Whew.
How long's a limited time?
Those are questions I can't answer.
This was the Taco Bell commercial that was showing when Nikola Jokic was drafted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he was on the bottom of the screen during the Quesarito. Which is great, because obviously we know what Jokic turned out to be.
Quesarito, and you get a side of Doritos.
Quesarito, Cerrito, Cerrito.
Smash. Extra hot
smash. Whatever will be, right?
Some hot sauce on my Quesarito, baby. Odds came out. NBA expansion talk, right? We always say, gosh, I'd love to have an NBA team in Kansas City, because I think the one problem that like a lot of people turn their ears and eyes to the NBA away from it, it's not a local team.
Right.
Why would I put my heart and soul into something? And you also had a football team that's just basically gotten you all the way through the majority of the NBA season. And then by the time the football season is over, spring training is knocking on your door and you're hearing Matt Cotrero talk to us with birds in the background.
That's right. It's been great.
So maybe the blinds will be a little bit more open. Your Knicks just won the midseason tournament.
I watched the first half of that game the other night. Then I went to bed, but yeah, fun.
Didn't watch Josh Hart celebrate.
No, I saw the post. Okay. I don't need to watch that. I mean, you get everything on X, you know.
It definitely was on X. X-rated. As Jalen Brunson got a thumbs up from Josh Hart. But Kansas City looks like they are third with the best odds of an expansion team to come here. Las Vegas -125. Seattle +105. Kansas City 12-1 odds to land a NBA team. Two things involved. Will the market sell with an NBA team here? And does the T-Mobile Arena want to give up having the availability year-round to do whatever the hell they want?
That's been the biggest – well, the biggest holdup is we don't have an owner. So first and foremost, do we get somebody to own that team? That's why I think having the odds for Kansas City third is dumb. I also think having Seattle as plus money is dumb, because we all know Seattle's getting that team, right? Like, it's only +105. Throw $100 on there, right? I mean, win a couple of bucks, get a couple of dollars back in your pocket, right? Because Seattle is getting a team. I think they're a lock more than Las Vegas is, quite honestly. And you know, they got the new arena now in Seattle, and everybody's still pissed that they left. And the Sonics was such a great brand name, but a guy from Oklahoma City purchased the team and wanted it in his hometown. Hey, that's how sports work. We need our Clay Bennett here in Kansas City to do something like that. I don't know if that guy exists right now, right? And so we've got a situation where they're third in odds, but Seattle and Las Vegas are getting these NBA teams. What I find to be very interesting about all of this is that the NBA has been talking about Las Vegas since I started doing this job in the 90s. And they're going to be the last team and in the last sport to get into Las Vegas of all the big four. We all thought for years the NBA would be the first test balloon, if you will, to go to this place that allows gambling and all the nighttime activities. And, oh, it's not a good place for teams to go because everybody gets the Vegas flu. Well, we found out Las Vegas has been a pretty damn good place to go for a lot of teams. The Vegas Knights have been outstanding. The Raiders have generated more money than they know what to do with at this point in time. The A's are building this ballpark that rises from the ground. I mean, like, insane. And now here's the NBA finally coming on board to a city that they basically opened up to everybody and said, hey, it's called Sin City, but it's a normal town just like everywhere else with the Summer League and all that kind of stuff that they did there. I am shocked more than anything in sports of when you combine the about 30 years I've been doing this, right? When you look at all of this stuff, you're like, the NBA not being in Las Vegas is one of the biggest surprises to me right now. And that everybody else, including baseball, is in Las Vegas. It's just wild to me that the NBA is the final team or the final league that is entering Las Vegas. And look, I do. I think if it's anything other than Seattle and Las Vegas, I think the NBA's probably made a mistake.
Somebody in the text line says, I know you guys will hate this, but KC needs a WNBA team way more than they need an NBA team. I don't hate it.
I don't hate that, no. I don't hate that.
I think it's on the uptick.
Yeah.
You've got the biggest star in the world who has Kansas City ties. You know that if you could have, you know, Indiana come here and play against a team in the same, you would think would be in the same region, right? Kansas City, Indiana, right in there. Sophie Cunningham's on that team for now. Caitlin Clark is on that team. I wouldn't hate it at all.
No,
I think that'd be I think it'd be awesome. Yeah. I would 100% if he'd sent out an email and said, who wants a season credential, sign me up. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to way more than half those games a year to watch that action.
Yeah. I mean, basketball's not my thing. So, you know, I'd rather have a hockey team, but I understand where we're going with, you know, the WNBA versus the NBA. It may be a better fit right now for Kansas City, because again, I mean, you have to start to look at what, you know, corporations can support here in Kansas City. We're getting ready to build two new stadiums. We're getting ready to, you know, do all of this great stuff with our current franchises. Is there enough corporate money out there to support another one? Because we're already supporting the current. We're already supporting Sporting Kansas City. We have like 2.3 million people here. I don't know that this market could handle having another team from the entertainment dollar versus people being here, corporations being here. Again, we only have one Fortune 500 company based here in Kansas City. Those are the folks to buy all the premium seats and all that kind of stuff. And so when you don't have the businesses and when you don't have the huge population like some of these other cities, I just always fear that a team would come here and in a couple of years it would fail and it would move on, just because if they don't do well, you're not going down to the Sprint Center on Tuesday night in February when it's snowing to watch the Heat play the, you know, the Kansas City Mavericks or whoever it is that's going to be down there. You're just not going to do that if both teams aren't any good. And so I'm just very cautious with the marketplace that we're in. I don't know if we could truly really support one of those other teams that would come here. I think we could support a WNBA team. I just don't know if the NBA or NHL is something that we could support the way that we support all of our other teams right now.
NHL be sick.
It'd be awesome. The NHL is the best sport in person, man.
You think we could support a WNBA team, but not an NBA or NHL because the numbers?
Well, yeah, because it doesn't cost as much to run a WNBA.
The money.
Franchise.
Okay, well, you were talking about a lot of that. I just didn't know what it was, money or people.
Yeah, well, both. You know, if you're the WNBA, you probably play games at Municipal or a smaller arena. You know, the tickets aren't as expensive. The players don't make the money. The TV contracts aren't that big. The radio, you know, all that stuff that factors in. the NBA versus the WNBA, it's apples to oranges, you know, as well. I mean, it's two completely different sports. And I think with the way that the current has taken off here in Kansas City and the support we have for women's sports in Kansas City, because, win for KC, Win KC at the Sports Commission does a great job of promoting women's sports. We've got the volleyball championship in town. You know, the women's volleyball championship is here in Kansas City. We just had the women's NCAA soccer here. We've got the only women's sports facility. Like, Kansas City truly does support women's sports maybe better than anywhere else. And I think the WNBA, in my opinion, would probably be a better fit for where we are as a city right now than the NBA. I think you bring a WNBA team here, they win, and I think you do pack a smaller arena. When they build the new arena in Olathe where the Mavericks are going to move, maybe they could play out there as well. Who knows?
We did this last segment, guess the age. Today is Mick Jagger and Keith Richards' birthday. Do you want to guess their age?
Are they the same person?
They are. They could be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
They're the same age.
79.
I'm going to go 82.
Correct.
82. No way.
No.
Come 82. On.
There you go.
Let's go, baby.
It's still rocking.
Smash. Get me to Vegas.
They'll be your beast of burden.
Absolutely.
You could suck a duck.
Yeah.
I think that's the line.
It is. It is. It's suck a duck. Yeah.
Do we know that for sure?
Because yeah, but that's a lot of people say.
Oh, this sickness. I could suck a duck. I think that's what he says. Either way, you got to start me up. We get back. We talk about what we talked about earlier with Trent McDuffie and where he could be a possible candidate to bring back something in return here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.